tend to stay away from school with medicine, but it's definitely much different. Obviously, it's kind of about the rivals, right? Me, Philip Zane Smith, and Noah Briggs, it's much younger. It's much different energy, for sure. You know, with Michael, it was very comforting, I feel like, at times, right? Just with his experience that, you know, our whole company wasn't getting too far or enough of, you know, where we should be going. And that's the ultimate goal that we're trying to achieve. So, well, with us, right, it's a little bit maybe more hectic in the setup, and you know, we're running around trying to, you know, set the group around with break clean and explore for like mixing, like, you know. But it's really fun. It's much different. I think both ways are very fun and exciting, and I'm excited about it since it's future. I think that's medicine. For sure, yeah, and it's a little bit different with Noah bringing the majority of his team from last year over, so, you know, those guys know each other very well, but also don't know everyone else at Fort Rover well, so it's been fun to kind of learn that. I know the thing about Chris Larson very well from working with him from years past, and I still know the React team really well, so it's just kind of interesting to get everyone together on the same page. It's really exciting. I'm really happy to have him back. Obviously, he got a year of cup experience under his belt racing at Rick Ware Racing, and then now going to my fourth year. So I feel like I've been at a point where, you know, experience is getting up there, and you know, we should be able to be able to do some really good things this year. But overall, you know, being really comfortable in our bikes, you know, probably the greatest it's ever been with the team I have this year. I think you know, it's really easy to say communication's one thing or another, like having a number system, but you know, real time, right? It's the tone of your voice, the, you know, how fast you say something, like, especially in the heat of the moment, right? It's easy to debrief after a practice or choreography, and like sit there in the quiet room, right? But during the heat of the battle, it's about, you know, the tone, the voice, and everything. So I think we understand that very well, each other, and it's just really hard to replicate that, right? With years and years of experience. It's kind of weird, right? Because, like, I've been here the longest, I've been running Clip the longest, but I'm still the youngest physically of the three of us. So, it feels weird to say that, but, yeah, it's really nice, right? Just relationships with, you know, Jerry Freeze, our owner, Bob, and, you know, real people to show up. It's been cool, and I think we're all in the ship in the same direction, but it's nice to have enough experience for sure. Yeah, I probably have a different perspective, like I said, because I've only been at Fort Rover in the Cup Series and only been with Ford, and kind of just experienced, you know, how we do things, but at least for our side of the Fort Rover Motorsports, I think we've been taking huge steps, right, as far as, you know, media presence, but also, like, manufacturing wheels, we've moved out the rear, and, yeah, so it's hard for me to really say on that, right, but I know we've been relationships with everybody. Personally, this race means, like, the most breath of anything, and I think it's the biggest race in the whole world, in my opinion. So, I do think the real bike comes from pulling up around the racetrack, and I think one of my earliest memories is my dad being in the pool in that 2007 Daytona 500. So, just, you know, feeling the energy, like, being down on pit road at such a young age, I think made me, like, that's a feeling I want to feel one day, and then, you know, once I ran my first Daytona 500, it was amazing. It was everything I ever hoped for, so, just to be able to come back, right, it's really hard. There's so much pressure, so much anticipation, and then, you know, more times than not, at least for myself, I've had good finishes here or good runs, so it's disappointing, but it's kind of about balancing all that, right, you know, knowing that there's a great chance for us to do something cool this weekend, and, you know, enjoying the race, enjoying the whole environment of it, but at the same time, right, we have the long season ahead of us. I think so, yeah. I think, you know, our expectations are slow. right. So I think we're definitely getting closer than further, so it's a good thing. Thank you. it's really cool. Like, you know, I think just the support from the brands as a whole is amazing. We went to Oklahoma City and toured their headquarters, and they went to an Oklahoma City basketball game. They're a big sponsor of them too, so that's amazing, right? That's just stuff that a massive company like Wilms can really do, and it just opened a room for us, right, and put us on a different stage. So yeah, to me it's cool. It's a very recognizable career. You mentioned Grassroots, right? You're not going to miss me out there, so it's all good stuff, and I'm excited by my team, and yeah, like you mentioned. So what's the one last one? So Wilms Simulators, but just a few differences too, I think, are for the better. Thank you.